Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Wildcard Wednesday, get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything, Wildcard Wednesday requests now. We'll play them in a bit. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We are also going to talk about movies that were adapted to TV shows. And the reason we're going to be talking about that is because right now, our good friend Matthew Hoffman is going to join us. He's the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. And today and tonight, they'll be showing 1968's original Planet of the Apes. And for those of you who might not remember, that was made into a TV show. Planet of the Apes was made into a TV show. So we're going to talk about movies that were made into TV shows and just the sheer magnitude of how many of them, you know, how many movies have been made into TV shows. So that's going to be coming up. But we want to talk about the original Planet of the Apes, a terrific movie. There's going to be a screening at 2 o'clock and at 7:30 today and tonight at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. Organist Jay Warren is going to perform prelude music at 7 o'clock in the evening screening. And you can check out ParkridgeClassicFilm.com for more information. And let's welcome Matthew back to the show. Matthew, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right, Nick.
Good.
Thanks for having me on to talk about our season finale.
It is the season finale. And before we get to Planet of the Apes, I want to know how the screening of Wings went. Because that's the last time you guys were here. Jay was on with us, and you guys showed the silent movie Wings. How'd that go?
It went great. I mean, for the people who were there, I mean, it was a wonderful experience. I mean, it was a lot of work for Jay Warren to perform at both shows.
Yeah.
When you show a silent movie during the week, like on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you're not going to draw as many. For the evening screening, we had just under 200.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about what I kind of expected. But for those who came, we got absolutely wonderful feedback, and,
yeah,
and they really enjoyed the performance. So
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
It's funny, you know, Jay contacted me and said that he would like to do one of my film club screenings.
Terrific.
And I believe, you know, we're working on it right now for scheduling, but I think we're going to do The General.
That's a wonderful film. It's probably my favorite Buster Keaton.
Yeah, it is my favorite as well. But if we don't, we're not able to do that in September. In October, we want to do Phantom of the Opera. And I know that Jay's done that one a million times.
Yeah, and it's probably Lon Chaney's signature film.
No question.
He's done it, performed an accompaniment several times. But it's the type of film that you never get tired of.
Absolutely. It's such a great movie. Okay, now it's interesting because this is the end of the season. But there are going to be some big changes at the Pickwick. Tell everybody what's happening after the season closes.
Well, Planet of the Apes is going to be the last classic film that I present on the current screen in Theater One. Starting in September, the Pickwick Theater, the main theater, is going to undergo a renovation. They're going to install a larger sort of IMAX-sized screen. They're calling this the Mega Theater.
Wow.
It's supposed to be one of the largest screens in the state of Illinois. They're also going to upgrade the sound system and also put in new washrooms too. But I thought for next season we'll be showing films that sort of take advantage of this larger screen.
Sure.
But it's exciting because the Pickwick Theater, they get most of their revenue from showing the newer films.
Sure.
And statistics show that audiences want to see movies like Avengers and stuff like that on a larger IMAX size screen. So
right.
It's a good business decision.
And the other theaters will remain open during this,
yes,
renovation, correct?
Exactly. All the theaters will remain open. This is supposed to start the first week in September. It should be closed for about 4 months, could be longer. Most likely, my season opener in September will be postponed, and we'll probably open up in October.
Okay.
And I already have the October show set up. We're going to be honoring Boris Karloff. I'm going to have his daughter, Sarah Karloff,
a
special guest. Actually, it's going to be October 18.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm hoping that Theater One is going to be done, you know, in time.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, crossed. Well, good luck with all that at the Pickwick. Beautiful theater, and I'm glad that they're updating it. The Mega Theater screen, that's gonna be fun to see movies there then.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what it's gonna look like when it's all done.
Yeah,
you know, it's, you know, we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, today is Wednesday, and so you have a matinee at 2 o'clock, and then tonight you have a 7:30 screening of the classic 1968 sci-fi film, Planet of the Apes. Just one of my favorite movies when I was a kid growing up, and still one of my favorite science fiction movies of all time. It's such a great movie. Let's talk a little bit about Planet of the Apes then.
Yeah, well, I knew when I saw it in your film program, when you showed it a couple of years ago, that I wanted to honor it, you know, for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And this year, there's been a lot of attention in the news, more so with 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right.
A lot of critics have been talking about that film, primarily because director Christopher Nolan is he's showing a unrestored version of 2001. But for me, the other landmark science fiction film from 1968 is actually my favorite, Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got a great cast: Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowall, Kim Hunter, Linda Harrison.
Maurice Evans, for God's sake.
Yeah, probably one of the most influential science fiction films of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely of the 20th century, because Star Wars is more of a fantasy series with science fiction devices, but Planet of the Apes plays with actual science fiction ideas.
It does.
Time travel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's got a great cast. It's got the award-winning makeup by John Chambers. What's so cool about the makeup is that the appliances and what have you that were applied to the actors, it didn't really hinder the performance. The performance still came through.
Yep.
The makeup. It's got that terrific score by Jerry Goldsmith, sort of that avant-garde score.
It's a lot of percussion instruments. It's actually one of my favorite scores of all time.
Yeah.
It really, it truly is.
Yeah, and leading up to the screening, I've been listening to the score almost every night.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrific, and it's got one of the most famous final shots in 60s cinema, which we get a lot of people who've never seen these movies before, so I don't want to give it away.
Right.
But, you know, it's one of the most memorable endings to a film of all time. Now, for those who don't know the story, I mean, it's basically, you know, these astronauts land on a planet where apes are intelligent and man is mute. And it was based on the 1963 Pierre Boulle novel, and Arthur P. Jacobs produced it. He picked up the screen rights to the novel, actually before the novel actually was published. And, you know, at that time, a lot of studios didn't take science fiction seriously. I mean, there were some science fiction films that were, you know, had great reputations, like Forbidden Planet and Day of the Earth Stood Still, but the consensus was that science fiction was more of a B genre. So there weren't
right.
any studios at that time that, you know, were going to invest in a project like this. But give 20th Century Fox credit, you know, they gave Arthur Jacobs the go-ahead, and he produced what, you know, became this blockbuster franchise that, you know, it spawned four sequels, a TV series, as you were alluding to earlier,
mm-hmm.
cartoon series, a remake, and a reboot. And, you know, the franchise continues to this day with a new trilogy.
Yeah. And you know, I have to say, except for the Tim Burton remake, I've liked everything. Everything.
Right.
And, you know, and the five movies, they were seminal movies, because this was my youth, man. I was born in 65, and I saw... I was probably four or five when I saw the original Planet of the Apes, and throughout my youth, there was a Planet of the Apes movie that came out like every year and a half, or so.
Sure.
And then on top of that, there used to be the 3:30 movie on Channel 7.
Yeah.
And they would do Ape Week.
Yeah, and I remember that. That was my introduction to the ape films, because I grew up seeing them on television. I remember the TV series, the reruns.
Yeah.
And stuff, and I grew up, you know, years after the fact, but I remember the merchandising and the advertising.
Oh, yeah.
The old monster magazines, and I experienced these films, you know, Ape Week, you know, and I remember, you know, Channel 7 playing these films.
What's really funny, Matthew, is that they would murder the movies. They would cut the hell out of them because it's a 90-minute time, you know, constriction, and they've got commercials, and Planet of the Apes is a solid 2 hours, the original Planet of the Apes.
I know.
They cut like 45 minutes out of the movie.
Right. And I remember it was the ABC Network. They took episodes from the TV series and they released movies. I remember some of the titles like Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of the Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my fondest memories are from the films themselves, but, you know, I do have some fond memories from the TV
show. Yeah, the TV show was a lot of fun. I mean, and Roddy McDowall was on the TV show, so, you know.
Roddy McDowall was sort of the heart of that whole series.
No question about it. And I got to say that, I mean, my favorite, obviously, of the five original films is the original that you're showing tonight. Mm-hmm. But my second favorite is Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I remember you telling me
that.
It's a film, you know, we should both team up, because I think we both love Conquest, and do a screening like that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I love that movie. And you know, that's when the apes revolt. It takes place in the future of 1991.
Yeah.
You know, Ricardo Montalban is in it. And it's just, I just really love that movie. You know, it's like a total uprising. And that's sort of where, you know, Conquest sort of became what, you know, Rise was.
Mm-hmm.
And actually what the new trilogy is, they took it from Conquest, like the apes revolting.
Sure. Yeah.
And these new modern Planet of the Apes movies are fantastic. They're terrific, and I was really skeptical, Matthew, when the first one came out.
I really need to visit these newer films, because everything I've heard about them, you know, they're supposed to be really good. I guess because I grew up with the original series, it's tough for me to accept a remake of the concept, but I
felt the same way, Matthew, until I saw them. You know, when I saw the first reboot, mm-hmm. I just was like, no. There's no way that this is going to work. This is going to be terrible. And it was a director that I wasn't familiar with. It was a late August release, which is usually not a good sign, because they dump a lot of the movies in August.
Sure.
And I went in with the lowest expectations, and I loved it. And the subsequent movies are just as good. I think of the new trilogy, the second one's the best one. And it's Andy Serkis, who does the acting, who plays Caesar, is just amazing in it. Boy, they did it, and it's a very respectful to the original series, especially the first movie, Matthew. When you see the first movie, mm-hmm. the first reboot, there are so many wonderful allusions. You know, like the orangutan in the movie is named Maurice.
Right. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and there's a lot. I mean, you know, at one point they repeat some of the lines, some of the classic lines from the movie. It's a madhouse. They repeat that.
Oh,
that's in there, but it pays total respect to it, and it sets up what happens in the first movie. Like, it sets the whole thing up, what happens in the one that you're showing tonight. Of any of the new reboots, I think this series does the original proud. It really does.
Well, on your recommendation, I will definitely check out the new series. Going back to the original series, so another, besides Conquest, I always liked Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Escape is fun.
It's humor, but also tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and I mean, you know, that's one of those, one of the original, like, really funny fish out of water, movies, and that was a real showcase for McDowell and Kim Hunter.
Yeah, they were both terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone in that film did a terrific job acting.
Yeah,
they had a wonderful script by, I believe, Paul Dane.
Yeah,
did this screenplay for mm-hmm. that. You know, Nick, earlier I was talking about part of the fun of Planet of the Apes was sort of the merchandising of the films, which kind of took off in the wake of the original and kind of hit their peak with the 1974 TV series. But to sort of make this screening of Planet of the Apes a little bit more fun, we're going to have a collection of Planet of the Apes, you know, toys and collectibles, memorabilia on display in
cool.
the lobby. Some of this stuff comes from my collection,
mm-hmm.
and some of it comes from the collection of one of my best friends, Tony Lettrich, who's going to have some of his collection on display. So we're going to try and make it fun for the people who show up
yeah.
a little bit later.
See, that makes me sad, Matthew, because I had a ton of Planet of the Apes stuff.
I wish you still had it.
I know. I don't know where the hell it is. I don't know, unless my parents have it packed away in some box somewhere. But I had a ton of the Planet of the Apes stuff. And it was just a huge fan. Now, the original movie is really intelligent, and everybody is so good in it, you know. And I love Heston in it. I just think Heston's fantastic in it. But yeah, I mean, it's just everything about the movie from top to bottom is classic. And of course, the big, you know, people were, you know, when that movie first came out, people were freaked out by the ending, and justifiably so. It's a freaky ending.
Yeah.
And
that ending came straight from Rod Serling, who worked on some of the early drafts of Planet of the Apes. I believe Michael Wilson completed the screenplay, but that ending, that was all Rod Serling.
Yeah.
It's great that it stayed in the final version.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially at that time when movies were being made, you didn't have endings like that. I mean, it was like, what?
Well, yeah.
So,
the audience is away.
Fantastic. Now, Jay Warren is going to do prelude music at the for the evening screening, right?
At 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been our house organist. He's done the music for all our shows. And, you know, people just love to come and hear his music and how he ties it into, you know, the films that we're showing.
Yeah, that's great. So Jay will be playing starting at 7 o'clock tonight. These are all, these both screenings take place at the Pickwick Theater. And it's at 2 o'clock and at 7:30. And this is the big finale, Series 5 finale. By the way, it's $10 at the door, $8 in advance, or $6 for the 2 p.m. matinee for the great Planet of the Apes, the original Planet of the Apes. And it's wonderful to see on the big screen, as you know, as I can attest to. I hosted a screening of it a couple of years ago, and you know, it was just so great to see on the big screen. And
yeah, especially that opening sequence,
yes,
that was shot, I believe, in out in Lake Powell area, Arizona, Utah. I mean, that opening sequence, see that on the big screen, is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And Nick, I mentioned some of the renovations that are coming up in September. I want to point out that we will maintain the organ, of course. It's just going to be repositioned.
Ah, I see.
We'll definitely have Jay Warren back with us.
Good. Good. Well, these changes sound like they're going to be for the better anyway. You know, like you can always use new bathrooms. That's always a good thing.
Exactly.
And a nice bigger screen. That'll be great. So,
yeah.
All right. So this is the big finale for Season 5, and it's Planet of the Apes. There's a collection of Apes memorabilia that's going to be displayed in the lobby. There's a 2 o'clock screening for the matinee, and then a 7:30 screening. Jay Warren will play music starting at 7. You can check out the website at parkridgeclassicfilm.com, parkridgeclassicfilm.com. And Matthew, listen, have a great summer.
You too, Nick. Before I ride off into the Forbidden Zone, I want to thank you for all your help this season. I mean, we've averaged about 600 people a show, and there's not too many theaters in Chicago that are able to do that. And that a lot of that comes from your assistance in helping us get the word out. So thank you so much.
Oh, and it's my pleasure, Matthew. Anytime you have something you want to talk about, you are always welcome to this show because I love what you do, man.
I really appreciate it.
All right,
you
Matthew.
Have a great summer, Nick.
Take care, buddy. Have a good summer. Matthew Hoffman, everybody, and he will be hosting the screening, the matinee today at 2 o'clock, and an evening performance at 7:30 of the classic 1968 science fiction masterpiece with Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowall, Planet of the Apes. Such a great movie. If you've never seen it on the big screen, bring the kids, bring everybody, and it's quite an experience to see it on the big screen, the classic Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes became a TV show, as we just talked about, and that's what we're going to be talking about next. We're going to be talking about movies that became TV shows, and there are a lot. So we got that to talk about, and I want to hear from you guys with your thoughts on that. 312-981-7200. All right, we will return after this.